Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan Studio 2, two great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to all our military men and women that are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and let's not forget about the 911 dispatchers, too, along with the Border Patrol security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, the all-night shift, the third watch shift, everybody, regardless of who you are and where you are, including Deborah up there in Jasper, thank you very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of everything we've got over there for you to look at. All right, 7 past the hour, and here she is, Ms. Rosemary, and the world is saying hello to you via the Facebook page.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, but I have a very bad cold tonight, so forgive me. I know it doesn't sound like me, but I love you all so much. I'm so sorry. Oh, I can't get rid of this cold. Anyway, okay, I got a few shout-outs myself here, and then I'm going to just do a beautiful song. Okay, Catwoman. I have put so much prayer. My gosh, that's got to be horrible. You know, people, I take everything seriously because without you guys, we wouldn't have a show. So, you know, we need you all. So, and I know what it's like to suffer. And, oh, my gosh, that's terrible. I have put so much prayer on your daughter. I want you to know that. Yes, the captain was great to call and give me that message. Yes, that was yesterday. Now, I haven't had a lot of time to pray because I had a rough day yesterday. We had fire alarms and everything going. But I will today. Also to LJ. God bless you, darling. I tell you, you guys, my heart is with you. I mean, I'm going to weep here in a minute, you know. Blame it on my cold. No, I'm an emotional person anyway. Oh, and flip your dancing. That's a good thing. Dancing on one foot with a cane. Hey, I'll take that any day. And
the dogs are holding them up.
Yeah, that's so cute. Flip is so, he brings laughter to me. And Deborah, I wanted to say also, Deborah, I didn't leave, you know, I've got to redo my list. You're on it. It's hard for me. I always leave somebody else. But we love you for, you're always there. You're so faithful. And I know you've said hello to me many times in the past. I just want you to know we love you. In fact, everybody, Maria and company, Gustav, all of you guys, you know, the thousands of you in Germany. I start and then I can't stop. So I got to stop right there. Because, you know, we do shout-outs every night. But I just want you to know how much I appreciate all of you because I shouldn't even complain about a cold when we're talking about people with cancer. I mean, shame on me. But just in case, I had to say because I'm having trouble seeing tonight. My eyes are watering so bad. So let's hope I can see this. Now, I heard this to music the other day, and you guys, if you've been around long enough with me here, I've been on many years here, and in the past year, I know I put this on because it's so important to me. America, my America. Oh, I'm going to cry. I just know it. Well, go with it. America the Beautiful. Well, I happened to hear a host the other day of a religious show going into, they must listen to us, Captain, the very verses that I have said that people don't hear. You only hear the first verse. Oh, my gosh. The third and fourth verses wipe me away. I've given them on here. If you're new, you've probably not heard them. If you're not new, you've heard me. And this is how I feel about my country, my nation, and I know most of you do. The Captain's America does. And I'll tell you, thank you for you and Cal bringing on everything you could in that first hour. I mean, I think you covered everything, Captain.
No, there's more.
There's more, yes, there's more.
Colonel Jim's on this morning, hour number four.
Yes,
we got
I
a lot
to
go.
Tell people, yeah, God bless him too, Captain. Yes, I wanted to tell everybody, Warshick, right? I can't say his last name.
Yes,
right.
Colonel Jim Warshick, and the Dems are going after him big time because he's making a difference.
And by the way, I meant to mention that. Mm-hmm. He is in my prayers too, so you please let him know that. And I would tell everybody, please listen to him. He's a brilliant man under a lot of stress. God bless. God bless all of you. Let's admit it. The left are the evil's coming after the good like I've never seen. We're under attack.
They're desperate.
They're desperate, Captain. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to come on here and say anything that would be a lie. That God will put me off the show. I have to tell you, people, we have an America here we got to save. I mean, we're in a war. It's a spiritual thing. All right, let me just say these words. If I weep, I already am. Well, it's cold. Blame it. Because this is how I feel also. And by the way, I've never given the first verse. And I think we're going to go all three. And by the way, when I heard it, the host do this, with the music. Of course, you don't have the music. You'd be crying, too. With the music, I was actually weeping. And I don't know. He must listen to the show because he said everything I've been saying a year ago. I put this on a year ago and months ago because it's so important to me, these words. It's just how I feel. So let's go with it. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, listen to these words. God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Even that first verse, think about it. We need God's grace and brotherhood. Those words just stood out for me. But here we go with the verses I put on here that many people don't know. And when they went through it, just like I have with you all, I'll tell you, it's hard not to cry. I don't have the music in the background, but here we go. I've only got a few seconds. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness, and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dream that sees beyond the years. Thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown your good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Just made it in there. God bless America, land that I love. And I'll have a better message tomorrow night. It'll be deeper. I won't be crying. God bless you, Captain. Thank you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, appreciate her very much. And to all the people that are chiming into her, I'll make sure I tell her. All right, meantime, we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friend Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor out there in Seattle, Washington. Their plant is actually in Kirkland, Washington. But I will tell you that if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, like I do with the arthritis that I have, and I used to take Mobic and Flexeril, but it had some side effects to it, and I looked for a way to get away from it, and I found it with Relief Factor. I take it. It works for me. Now, let me suggest, if you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches of any kind, or just general pain, that you see, the, you jump onto the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away and see what it does for you. Because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Take it as directed. It's going to tell you to take it with breakfast, with lunch, and with dinner. That's what you do. You get started with the $19.95 3-week quick start plan today. Now, you go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Jump on the Relief Factor, and you'll find out, you will find out that it'll work for you, because I'm being told by the people at Relief Factor, 80% of the people that order it stay on it. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Well, let's go to the telephone line. We've got two callers on the line right now. So first of all, I want to go over to our good friend Nelson up in Jasper. Hey, Nelson, how'd you go with the sign waving?
It went well. I was going to say, as Gabriel Heater would say, there's good news tonight.
Well, I got the numbers so far, if you want them.
Yeah, would you give me the numbers?
Scott, James Matheson is up by 125 votes so far. They are definitely counting the ballots again. They're doing that because the election was so close. We knew it was going to be because of what had transpired on Monday with the person that showed up there. But also, they got 130 provisional ballots yet to count, and that's where they're at. And Friday at 4 p.m., they will announce the winner officially.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what I was going to relate, that he is leading. There will be a recount, as well as you say, the provisional ballots.
Yep.
And it could flip, but I would say that it's looking good. And let me give you a little bit of history on, a very, very little history on the county up there.
Yep.
10 years ago, it was a Democrat county.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years ago, the Democratic members of the state House and of the state Senate abandoned the Democratic Party and joined the Republican Party. And so it's only been Republican for more or less 10 years, that county.
Was that about the time that they expanded Moody Air Force Base?
No. I don't know when they did.
Because there was a lot of expansion there. They moved some units in there and whatnot. And, of course, Valdosta State got themselves into prominence as one of the premier Division II schools in the country.
I see. Okay. Well, that predates me.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's looking good not only for today but tomorrow. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you. And that's Nelson. We appreciate him up there in Jasper. Good job, Nelson, waving those signs. All right. Now we have the professor, the ultimate professor, Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. What's the weather like up there, sir?
It's cloudy and about 32 degrees tonight.
Well, that's not too bad, because I just talked to somebody in Virginia a little while ago, and they said it was freezing cold up there.
Well, you know, it's been we've had a couple of really cold days, but most has been kind of mild. We're supposed to go highs in the 30s next week, but so far I'll take 48 to 50 in the day. So that's what it's been up here.
So what's going on?
Well, I heard you and Kyle talk. I heard you talked about the 31 Democrats who won in big Trump congressional district.
They did. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it means anything, because they were the same 31 who ran and caucused at the beginning of that Congress. And they told their voters they would not vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker. And every one of them got in line. So strike one, they lied on that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think when push comes to shove, she's going to say, I own you. Either you get in line, or you might as well caucus with the Republicans. I think that's how she's going to put it, and they're all going to vote in line.
They're all going to lose if they do.
Well, I hope you're right.
The mood of the country right now, and I ran into some Democrats in my travels yesterday. Now, I don't usually have Democrats coming up to me wanting to talk to me, especially at Mission Barbecue. But there were some there, and they made it a point to come up and talk to me and said, you know, we're really concerned about this, because we know that the mood of the country is not such that they want to impeach this president. He's doing a good job. We're all doing better. We all know that. If they want to censure, maybe that'll work. But we're going to lose control of the House. We're going to lose more in the Senate. And we're definitely going to lose the presidency, because we don't have a candidate.
Well, you know, I can tell you this. I've heard similar stories. I've heard similar stories under Clinton and Obama. But it never translated into a defeat of either one of them.
No, and Romney, let me just stop for a second, because I got to say this, because I've said it before. Romney had Obama by the throat, but he wouldn't go there. John McCain had Obama by the throat, but he wouldn't go there. They could have destroyed those individuals with the truth that we now know. They could have destroyed them.
Oh, I agree with you completely. You know, it's kind of weird. John McCain didn't have a killer instinct. He always wanted to look above it. He always wanted to look like Gentleman John, and it always backfired in his face.
That's right.
And Romney, sometimes he could stutter like Elmer Fudd and not put the heel of the boot on the throat, and he had him in the debate.
Yep.
And 2012.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he backed off.
Yep.
But when I, you know, a year from now, this could be all forgotten.
Yep.
It's so far out.
Yep.
This impeachment stuff. You know, everybody talks about how the Republicans lost the off-year election because of the Clinton impeachment. Republicans never had a killer instinct.
Right.
You know, if it was a good economy, you couldn't get a better economy in 2018.
And they ran some bad candidates.
Bad candidates, and they didn't run as a team. They didn't nationalize the election, and they didn't run on a good economy.
Yep.
You know, that was their biggest thing. They should have been their top three issues should have been the economy.
Yep, and they won every position that they needed to run at the leadership helm in the state of Kentucky, except governor, because they had a very unpopular governor that was running, and they just couldn't get beyond that with him.
Well, you know, like Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local.
Yes, sir.
And the one in Louisiana and the one in Kentucky proved it.
Yep, and the guy in Louisiana, they had a better candidate than him, and for some reason, I guess it was because of all the money he had, because he was a multimillionaire or whatever. I guess he had just enough ads to be able to win, but there was a better candidate running against him that didn't make it.
Oh, I know, and that's the thing. You know, Democrats rail against rich men in politics if they're a Republican, but if it's one of their own, you never hear about it. And Louisiana proved that spot.
Well, I hope Biden gets it, and here's why. I hope Biden gets the nod so that Trump can go after him and say, by the way, Joe, the last 2 years that you were in office as vice president, could you please explain to the American people how your net worth went up some $500 million?
You'd have to ask a lot of senators that.
I would ask Biden that, because that's a question I'd ask him.
I mean, look at the Clintons. He went from $32,000 a year as governor of Arkansas in 1992, and today they're worth almost $210 million. Now, what do they do? What makes them so brilliant?
Well, they were worth more at one time, but, you know, the Clinton Foundation went backwards.
Yeah, did it ever. You know, he's not hanging out with Epstein down in the Caribbean anymore. And he's getting kind of old.
Oh, excuse me. You mentioned a magic word. Epstein didn't commit suicide. There you go.
Yeah. He kept the palace in London quiet.
Oh, and by the way, if I was Prince Andrew, I would be under lock and key with the Buckingham Guard out in front of my place, because if he ever spills the beans about what he knows, oh, my goodness.
Well, I think some of the women that he consorted with will probably do that for him.
Yeah, but he was with Bill Clinton, amongst others.
Oh, I know. I know. It's an orgy of privilege with these people.
Yeah.
They can get by with it. Actually, Clinton must have thought, you know, he was part royalty for hanging out with the prince.
Probably.
That's a glorified tourist attraction over there. But they think it's something. It's one of the wealthiest families in the world. I don't think you're going to hear from Prince Andrew. I listened to his television interview, and that had to be one of the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go, but thanks a lot for another great call.
Okay, and I will talk to you later on in the week, Captain.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, and he's up there. He says it's, 35 degrees. All right, Kathy, give everybody the phone number here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your...
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than two dozen correctional officers in the city of Baltimore were charged with using excessive force on prisoners at state-operated jails in a city plagued by decades of institutional corruption. The 25 indicted officers are accused of assaulting and threatening detainees at correctional facilities, tampering with evidence, and falsifying documents, according to Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Corruption continues to infect many different corners of Baltimore City's government. Most recently, disgraced former mayor Catherine Pugh pled guilty to federal charges stemming from sales of her self-published children's books. Another former mayor, Sheila Dixon, left office in 2010 as part of a plea deal for misappropriating a number of gift cards meant for needy families. The indicted officers faced a combined 236 criminal counts. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can have a secure job future after 14 months of training to become an aviation maintenance tech, a job that will start you out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you, so check out either one of them and take the tour. Now, they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. The number to call is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. See what they're all about. Let them show you what they do. Let them show you what you will get as being a student at the National Aviation Academy, and how they will train you to be a certified aviation maintenance tech, and how easy it is just based on your God-given natural abilities and talents. It's just that simple. So, the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, the president issued a warning yesterday. Actually, he issued a comment back from a warning from French President Emmanuel Macron in France that Europe can no longer assume support from the United States. And the president said, well, that's a very dangerous statement for him to make. But, of course, what they were referring to is the fact that we are involved in global conflicts around the world, and would we be there for Europe? Well, obviously, we have been for 70 years because we give Europe, and NATO in particular, 70% of the funds that's required to make NATO go. That's a fact. Now, the U.S. Navy on Monday also awarded its largest ever shipbuilding contract to General Dynamics Electric Boat for construction of 9 Virginia-class attack submarines. This is a big deal. 8 of which will have 84-foot sections of the boat that boosts the boat's strike missile capacity, especially with nuclear missiles. Think about that. Run silent, run deep, don't know really where they're at, some of these submarines, and they pop up where you least expect it, and boom, there goes one up into the air, and the next thing you know, it's hitting somebody. Now, 102 military bases are at risk right now for water shortages. Now, this means not having enough water to accomplish their missions, including training and cleaning equipment, suppressing fires, drinking and bathing, according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. What's going to be done? I don't know, but they're going to have to do something now, aren't they? By the way, in my backyard yesterday, a report, very disturbing report, came out about some of the privatized housing at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. I can't believe that after all the publicity early on, that there's still negligence in the failure to address the moisture, the mold, and other problems in this housing. And it's really rather disgusting that some military families, 5 in particular, felt that they had to bring a lawsuit against the owners and property managers of the privatized housing at MacDill Air Force Base here in Tampa, Florida. They got to get their act straightened out and got to help these people. Either that or else, don't put them on a base anymore. Don't put them on a base anymore. Let them rent an apartment and give them a housing allowance like you do some of the other folks. And also the Senate Foreign Relations Chairman, Idaho Republican Senator Jim Risch, who's taken over as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he has been talking about Turkey's Erdogan and the hole that he's dug himself into. Now, I can agree with that because right here, I've got a little audio that I'm going to play, which is coming from France's President Macron talking about Turkey and telling them that technically it's not possible as a member of NATO to buy the S-400 missile system from the Russians and still be a NATO member. Listen to this.
How is it possible to be a member of the alliance, to work with all of us, to buy our matters, to be integrated, and to buy the S-400 from Russia? Technically, it is not possible. Two clarifications to be provided by the Turkish president, as far as he wants to be part. Second, I understand from Turkey that they want to block all the declarations of the summit if we do not agree about their definition of terrorist organization, qualifying YPG and the others as terrorists, which is not our definition. These two points have to be clarified if they want to be a serious member of the alliance.
Now, when Colonel Jim comes on in hour number four, I'm going to be asking him about NATO, in particular about Turkey, because Turkey has not acted as a friend to the United States or to the NATO members. And they constantly, Erdogan constantly, is trying to go after people who have been allies fighting the war on terror with the United States, and all they want to do is call them a terrorist organization and destroy them. That just can't be allowed. And Erdogan, if he's going to be a renegade, if he wants to do that sort of stuff, if he wants to act like that, if he wants to buy those Russian missiles and all that stuff, that defense system, then guess what? See ya. Go join Russia. We really don't need him. We really don't need him. Now, I talked a little bit about the Chinese and the fact that that has all gone south. But in overseas operations, the Associated Press is reporting this morning that China is, in fact, suspending all U.S. military ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong and is going to sanction several American pro-democracy and human rights groups in retaliation for the signing into law the legislation supporting anti-government protests in the semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but you reap what you sow, don't you there, China? So, they need us worse than we need them. They're the ones that have to sell their products. We don't have to buy them. And by the way, why are you buying things willingly made in China when you can buy products made in the United States? I realize they're cheap. I realize they're cheap. And I realize that some of the Chinese organizations have spun off into Vietnam and Singapore and Indonesia to where they make the same stuff they were making in China, but it's got a different country's label on it. But you got to look and see who owns the company before you buy the stuff. I always, 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 always try to buy something that says made in the USA. If it costs me more money, so what? That's an American job that I'm keeping, helping to keep. And that's the way I look at it. And some people will go, well, I can't afford to do that. Well, you can't afford not to. What are you going to do if all of a sudden you're waiting on that shipping container to come in from China to deliver your, oh, I don't know, microwave? To deliver your dishwasher, to deliver your television, to deliver your, gosh, Bose radio, to deliver your car. Again, take a look. And I'm having a lot of fun because, again, somebody was telling me the car that I'm driving, oh, you're driving one of those foreign made. And I said, really? Where do you think this vehicle was made? Oh, I don't know. It made in China. It made in Japan. Made in Korea. Wow. I said, really? Read the door. Bingo. Made in the USA. Gotcha. All right. We'll be right back with more. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind the brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Alrighty, Jerry Reed, kind of downloaded up and trucking the team from Smokey and the Bandit. By the way, still waiting to get the word on when they get that film in production. They are supposedly going to be making that in Georgia. And we'll see what happens with a new Smokey and a new Bandit and a new Snowman and a new Fred and a new Frog. All right, we'll see how all that works out. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Fine J nearest you. Pull on in there right now if you're close to one and get yourself a free cup of coffee and tell them the captain sent you. There you go, the Third Watchers on the Captain's America Third Watch, Pilots and Flying J's. Now, a shot of cold air dropping across the Great Lakes is going to help generate bands of lake effect snow through the day today into tomorrow, with the heaviest snowfall likely downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario. Now, let me just tell you, since we gave you the forecast last hour, the bands of snow have expanded along I-80 and I-90. Now, over around Toledo, you have a little bit of snow starting to settle in, and then it's kind of sporadic as you get over towards Cleveland. But by the time you get to Erie, Pennsylvania, hello, come in, they drop the curtain. And the snow is all along the New York Thruway now up to Buffalo. It's going a little bit east of Buffalo. It will be moving along as the winds continue to alter a little bit and change. There is also some lake effect snow in that area between Watertown, New York, and Pulaski, New York on I-81, so be advised of that. Now, you also will have snow that will be developing along the west side of Michigan tonight during the day tomorrow, so be prepared for that. And, of course, there is snow, once again, down in the higher elevations of the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania and down into West Virginia, in the eastern sections, the higher mountainous areas of West Virginia. Some very windy weather, along where I-81 and I-77 and I-40 all come together in those areas of Virginia, West Virginia, and, even down towards North Carolina when you make the turn to head north and get up on top of the rock there coming out of, Charlotte and whatnot, but some high winds there, some high winds across the mountains of Maryland, the high air elevations of New Jersey. You've got some high winds with that system that's finally out to sea and out of the area in Massachusetts tonight and along Rhode Island, some high winds there. Going across to the west, looking good on I-90, I-94, looking good on I-80. There will be an exception once you get out to California in the higher elevations because there is snow from another system coming in from the west, a new storm, bringing localized heavy rain in the lower elevations of California, in particular right now down around San Diego, Los Angeles, the lower elevations, and down towards the Baja in California. But in the higher elevations, again, in California, high, heavy mountain snow across portions of central and southern California, San Bernardino Mountains, snow. Sierra Nevadas along the Nevada line, snow. On up into the western part of, or the eastern part, sorry, of California, up there around the mountainous areas of Sacramento, snow. And that's going to continue to move east. Got some winds in Reno's area, the western part of Nevada tonight. Got some winds over there. Got some weather moving in off of the coast, the Pacific coast. So keep your eyes in the skies. It's all coming your way if you're up there today. And let's not forget one other little thing. If it decides to do anything strange out west again, which it might, the Four Corners, it looks like as if we could have development Wednesday into Thursday of something down in the Four Corners that could be moving again off to the east along I-40 and I-10 and I-20. Come about Thursday, we could be seeing some stuff going on over in Texas and certainly New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. So keep that in mind as you plan your travels for later in the week. And Catwoman and Road Dog, of course, are headed down to Laredo. They told me they were in Arkansas, so they're on the way back down. I believe they said they're in Arkansas. But anyway, they're on the way back down again. So you guys, you may find a little something chasing you there a little bit later on in the week. Now, Let's not forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. And they are there for you when you need them the most. Like, for example, out there in these western snows that have come down in some of these higher elevations, what's the truck stop that's been there that you've looked for to pull into? Why, it's been a Flying J. If not, it's been a Pilot Travel Center. Because they're located around, they're opening new locations, they're out there in the west now where they never used to be. People are finding out about them and finding out that they're not Daddy's Truck Stop anymore. Because, of course, the Pilot Truck Stops got their start down here in the south. And, of course, Flying J got their start out there in the north, the northwest. And they moved to the east, pilots moved to the west and moved up into the Midwest, and things are going on. But if you're looking for a home away from home, and if you're familiar with the Flying J's or the Pilots, then so be it. You know already what I'm talking about, but it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop on by. Tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, you get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee this time of night. All you got to do is pull in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Pilot or Flying J. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with, .com is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Jim Johnson made some news yesterday, and hallelujah, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. I'm going to play you 45 seconds of Jim Johnson and what he had to say, and then we're going to talk about it, because this is good stuff. You can't make this up.
I think it is wrong. I think the American people understand it's wrong. Four facts, Bill, four facts have never changed. We have the transcript of the call. There was no linkage between investigations of the Bidens and any type of financial assistance to Ukraine. We had the two guys on the call who said there was no pressure, no pushing. In fact, President Zelensky said that again this past weekend. We have the fact that the Ukrainians didn't even know the aid had been withheld at the time of the call. And most importantly, they never announced an investigation, never talked about doing an investigation, never did it to CNN. An interview, nothing, to get the aid released. Those facts have never changed. It's a funny thing about facts. They don't change, but the Democrats don't care because, as Nancy Pelosi said, they have never accepted the fact that the American people made Donald Trump president of the United States.
Now, that kind of says it all right there, and I talked to a number of Democrats, and by the way, one of these times you need to drag your butt on down to the Mission Barbecue and find out what we do down there on Tuesdays, because we had quite a lively conversation with some Democrats on the way out the door yesterday, and they are getting the message, Denise. They realize that this is the wrong thing to do at the wrong time, and they are going to get their butts handed to them at the polling booth.
Okay.
They do. They realize it. So, what's wrong with the statement you just heard Jim say there?
Well, yeah, actually, you said Johnson.
Jordan, sorry. Well, I like the name Johnson. What can I tell you? Go ahead.
Well, he has a unique talent for breaking things down to the least common denominator. So, you know, he makes it very simple, and that's a good thing. Because where we are is confusing because we don't go through impeachment is a matter of daily procedure. The other thing is when it comes to giving aid, the president can, regardless of what the Congress votes on, and they voted to give the aid to Ukraine. A president can request that aid be held for whatever reason. He does have a duty, however, to let the Congress know that they are going to withhold the aid or suspend it or hold back on for a minute or two.
Hold that thought, because we're going to break, and we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news on East Simon, FoundersCode.com. Yeah, it's going to be a lively conversation because there's a lot going on today, and I shall return. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.